welcome to Ayerdi again and another edition of the Thinking Through the Scriptures. Today I'd like to talk about a character who is a favorite of many of us in the Bible. It is titled Dream Killers, and it's about Joseph. And so I'd like to read in the book of Genesis, chapter 37, verse 20. The Bible says, "And these are the brothers of Joseph," as you know the story, will remember, the brothers of Joseph when they see him coming. "Come now, therefore, and let us slay him and cast him into some pit. And we will say, some evil beast hath devoured him. And we shall see what will become of his dreams." Okay. Well, dream killers. Joseph's brothers thought that they could stamp out his dreams, but they were wrong. And there was a reason for this. It was their pride. Because they refused to acknowledge that their younger brother's dreams were not his. They were God's. And that mistake cost Jacob's sons dearly and doomed them to major failures for many years to come. Joseph, on the other hand, with an almost incredible faith and patience, lived to see those dreams gloriously fulfilled. And his example is a magnificent testimony to the victory every believer can have over those who would snuff out their usefulness to the Lord. Dream killers will crop up in front of any person who decides to follow God's plan for his life. It doesn't really matter if your dreams are huge and spectacular or not. They may be dreams simply about maybe dress standards or music standards in the home. Or maybe they're about a ministry at your church, or maybe a goal in your business, or a plan for your community. If the vision is from the Lord, you can count on it. The devil will move against us or against you to destroy it. So, what do dream killers look like? Well, unfortunately, they can look very innocent. Satan has no qualms about playing dirty. And he will sometimes even use family members to do his ugly work. Whoever they are, they may carry out the task intentionally or unintentionally. And whatever their motivation, the main objectives will be to make you forget your dream or to disqualify yourself from pursuing it or simply lose all hope in accomplishing it. Any of these will bring about the death, the tragic death of the mission. How do they go about their work? Some will attempt to discourage you from pursuing your goals. Have you ever had that happen? Others will distract you with time-consuming other projects. That happens frequently as well. A few will mock at the size of the job that you want to do, or they will simply laugh at your level of sacrifice. You're overdoing it, you know. And some, of course, will openly tempt you to sin. However the attacks come, Satan cares very little about the specific strategy that's used. So long as the result is a Christian who is no longer focused on doing the wonderful mission God has for him. Now remember, the devil is utterly self-centered. He has no love for you. In fact, the devil has no love for anyone, even for the demons who do his work. Don't think that they are like pals. The devil hates God, you, us, everyone. And that's why he's willing to do anything to destroy our relationship with God and our doing of his will. Has the Lord given you a dream a goal, then don't let dream killers knock you down. Or if they do, stand back up. Get back at it. Pray to the Lord for a clear understanding of His dreams for you. Identify them and set your compass. Be ready for a battle at Potiphar's house. Expect to face the humiliation of Pharaoh's prison and the disappointment of being forgotten by the butler. Always remind yourselves that the dreams did not originate in your mind, but in God's. He will make it happen if you will wait on Him. Let's pray. Dear Father, keep your dreams alive in my heart. Please give me the discernment to know the difference between yours and mine, and then the patient endurance to stay the course. Help me weed out those dreams that are not my own, whether fleshly or seemingly innocent, and grant me the joy of useful service along the way. Amen.